Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was telling you last night, I sat in the living room and I read the new Ronnie James Dio autobiography that was finished posthumously and listened to Dio records and just kind of absorbed myself into it. And I was such a fan because he had such a left an indelible mark on my history. Like, one of the reasons I always loved rock and roll as a kid. But, you know, you've heard the story about when I found the backstage pass in 1984 in Kansas City, Twisted Sister opening the show. And I wandered backstage as a little kid, and Ronnie was there with Jimmy Bain and Vivian Campbell and Vinnie Appice. And I was clearly not supposed to be there. And I wandered in by myself, and he couldn't have been kinder or more thoughtful. And obviously, I was not supposed to be there. It was very clear. I had no idea what
yeah,
I was doing.
But
instead of having some roadie take me away or security guy, you know, giving the eye, whatever the high sign is, he indulged my ridiculous questions. I stood around like a goon, and he was incredibly nice. I will always remember that. I mean, I was floating when I left there. And then, of course, you know, musically, he was unstoppable. And I miss him all the time in terms of, like, new music and being able to go see him live.
Our next guest is the wife of a man who many believe was one of the greatest voices in heavy metal history. He is the late, great Ronnie James Dio.
You know for yourself that we're acting away. If you listen to fools, the mouth. I'm the man on the scale of a mountain. It's on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. We'll know for the first time. If we're evil or divine with a lasting love. Holy diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me?
Through his work with groups such as Rainbow and Black Sabbath, as well as his solo career, he established himself as one of the great metal frontmen of all time. And while he sadly passed away in 2010, his story is told in his own words as today sees the release of his autobiography, Rainbow in the Dark. Please welcome the wife and manager of metal legend Ronnie James Dio, Wendy Dio.
Miss Wendy Dio, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's great to have you back on again. We spoke right before that you brought the Dio, the hologram show to Kansas City.
Yes, we did.
And it was a great show, by the way. I enjoyed every moment of it.
Oh, thank you. We won't be using the hologram next tour, but we will be using some special effects from iIllusion, who did the hologram. And we'll do some footage of Ronnie, and it'll be really, I'm very excited about the show. We've been working on it for the whole year.
Well, and you know, it's funny because people want to debate it because, it, you know, is it what? How does it feel? Like, does it feel disrespectful? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Dude, being a lifelong Dio fan, he loved technology. Everything he ever did was he wanted to be cutting edge. The dragons, the lasers, you know, back in 84... Nobody else had that stuff, and he spent all his money getting it to take it on tour.
Absolutely. And then we thought that Ronnie was an innovator of technology and music, so why not of the hologram? The problem with the hologram is it's cost so much money, and you can only place certain places with it because of the size of it. So it confines you to different sizes and different venues. So instead of and very expensive to take to Europe. So we've devised a show now that we actually can play in any venue, and but with some very great surprises in there. And it'll be Film of Ronnie, which we've dug into the archive and found all kinds of stuff. So I'm excited about it. And so is the band.
Well, and I told you before, my experience with Ronnie the first time was as a kid at Sanson Amphitheater, and you know, he was so kind to me, and I was so out of place and so uncertain. And I'm like a 15, 16-year-old kid, and it was amazing, his kindness. So over the years, becoming an even bigger fan and getting into the industry and then asking people what they knew about Ronnie and then reading this book that you put together, Wendy, it all makes sense to me now. Like, it really validates what I've always felt, which is that he was one of the kindest, most genuine, loyal, truthful, and honest musicians that have walked across that stage.
Well, he never forgot where he came from. He loved his fans. He loved to talk to people, you know, and he genuinely loved people. And I think that they kind of broke the mold when Ronnie passed away because, you know, he didn't generally listen to what people had to say. He was interested in what they had to say rather than just talking about himself.
Yeah, no, that's what I remember most is I was taken aback as a kid because he kept asking me questions. I was going to ask him questions, but he was asking me questions. And I remember being kind of like off center because of it, because he was so genuinely curious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He loved people.
Yeah. And he, and what a voice. I mean, for God's sake, he changed music. He worked with some of the greatest and the greatest terrible. Like Tony Iommi and Ritchie Blackmore are both known for being incredibly hard to work with. And they're both legends. I mean, and deservedly so. But he, you know, he had that kind of talent that could keep up with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. He was a very strong person, too. And but he loved it. Tony always called Tony the riff master. He said there's no one that makes a riff like Tony Iommi.
No. I was lucky enough to have dinner with Tony one night. And I was afraid I was asking too many Ozzy questions and Sabbath questions and Ronnie questions. But he answered everyone with that certain Tony Iommi, almost like royalty, you know? It was just, there was a special quality about him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's a good word for Tony, royalty, because, yes, he has that very, that way about him.
Yeah, it's, what a crazy life. And it's just, you think about how everything changed when you and Ronnie met. And I don't believe it could have happened without you, Wendy. I think he was a real artist, and he was very smart, but he needed somebody to really be the hard guy, to really take care of the business angle of it. And he certainly was capable, but he needed to devote himself to creating something.
Yeah, we were a team. We were a team. I didn't interfere with his music. He didn't interfere with my business. And we were just a team. We just went for it. That was it.
So when he had replaced Ozzy and Sabbath, and I'm a huge Ozzy fan as well, the guys, because it was so raw, and he joined Sabbath, it was hard between he and Bill Ward, was it?
Well, Bill, you know, Bill was going through a lot of problems at the time with his family and so on and so forth. But, you know, I mean, when people ask me about different things about the Ozzy era and the Dio era, and I always think that one wasn't better than the other. They were both a real Sabbath fan, probably on, you know, all of the Ozzy era and the Dio era.
Sure.
You know, he was in his time was one of the best front men you could ever have. And then Ronnie came in and it was changed the music a bit more melodic. So it's apples and oranges. They're both as good as each other.
Yeah, well, it was just, and the reason I ask is what it talks about in the book, just that, you know, because they were such, they still loved Ozzy, you know, Tony and Ozzy were at sides. You know, they were at odds with each other. And then the other guys, you know, I think they probably felt like they may have been being disloyal. And it's just, it's a strange dynamic, the band, isn't it? It's who, what is a friend, what is an employer, who is doing what? And it's hard to keep it together because, as it talks about in the book, when the band's name is Dio, you're Ronnie James Dio, and it is a band, but there is one guy writing everything.
Right, right. And also paying for everything.
Yeah, yes, yes. And it's tough, man. It really is. And he held himself so wonderfully, and I was so sad when he passed away. I mean, genuinely heartbroken.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were. You know, obviously, we all still miss him. Try to keep his music and memory alive, and you know, it's sometimes that something happens, and I really want to tell Ronnie, and it's like, oh, I can't, but I do. I tell him anyway.
Do you? Do you still talk to him?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I love that. Well, you know that somebody much wiser than myself explained to me one time that the only way people die is if we stop talking about them.
Yes, I agree with that. Totally. I agree with that.
You, what did somebody, before I let you go, because I know we're short on time, Wendy Dio. If you're just joining the show, the great Wendy Dio, married to, of course, Ronnie James Dio, a manager, and part of that success. What about Ronnie do we not know? Like, what would be surprising? I know he loved animals. I know he had a great sense of humor. I know he loved to read. And he loved to design and create things. But is there anything we'd be surprised to know about Ronnie?
Well, I don't know if you'd be surprised, but he wrote songs listening to sports, and he loved sports. He watched sports. He could tell you anything about anybody in any of the baseball, football, you name it. He was an avid sports person. Home, we liked to just be around. We bought this pub that we bought, an actual bar from England, and brought it over and put it in the house. And he just loved to have friends over and just hang out with them and just maybe play pool or something like that.
Ah, it's beautiful. I have to find a way to email you my little Dio collection. I still have the original autograph that he and Jimmy Bain and Vivian Campbell signed for me. Ronnie carried a little pad in his pocket, I remember, and it was a little notepad. It had the little, you know, the circles at the very top. You'd have to tear the page out. And I didn't have anything to get an autograph, and he just reached down, pulled it out, wrote it, handed it to Jimmy, handed it to Vivian, and I still have that to this day.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he was something, man. It was a joy to have met him and to interview him over the years, and it's great to hear your voice again. I can't wait to get my hard copy of Rainbow in the Dark. We downloaded the PDF, and I read it cover to cover. It's really great.
Well, thank you. We tried.
Well, anytime, Wendy. You're welcome here anytime, all right?
Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. Appreciate it very much.
Take care, my friend. You know me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.